Sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yahias.
I understand Women's World Cup football tops your sports report of this evening.
Yahias, it's the fourth day of competition at the Women's World Cup football tournament in Canada. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for Gael and Ganamuit and the indomitable Lionesses of Cameroon. Gael, who is celebrating her 23rd birthday today, got an early birthday present on Monday when she scored a hat trick as Cameroon routed Ecuador 6-0 in Vancouver in the tournament debuts for both teams. Gael was named the player of the match, and speaking after the game, she said the honor was a fantastic souvenir of her first World Cup match, as well as a lovely birthday present. The Cameroonian ladies now top the Group C table in Canada, and next up will be a formidable opponent. They'll play reigning world champion Japan on Friday in Vancouver. The Japanese women edged Switzerland 1-0 on Monday. Aya Miyama scored on a penalty kick in the 29th minute. In other results Monday, Nigeria and Sweden battled to a 3-3 draw in a very entertaining match played in Winnipeg, Canada. The big heroine for the Super Falcons of Nigeria was striker Francisca Ordega, who scored the equalizer in the 87th minute. While Ordega celebrated with her teammates, Nigeria's head coach, Edwin Okon, dropped to his knees and kissed the artificial turf on the sideline. Nilla Fischer had put Sweden up 2-0 in the first half with a goal in the 31st minute after Nigeria conceded an own goal. But the Super Falcons of Nigeria, the most successful African women's team over the years, showed their fighting spirit. Ngozi Okobi and Asisat Oshola scored in a three-minute span in the second half to even the match at 2-2. Linda Sembrant came off the bench to put Sweden up 3-2 with a goal before Ordega's big goal for the Super Falcons. Final score from Winnipeg, Nigeria 3 and Sweden 3. And this quick club note about 21-year-old Francisca Ordega: when she's not playing for the Super Falcons, she's based right here in Washington, where she plays for the Washington Spirit Club in the National Women's Soccer League. In another Women's World Cup match played in Winnipeg Monday, the United States defeated Australia 3-1. Megan Rapinoe was the player of the match for the USA. She scored two goals and helped set up the third by Kristen Press. Megan was asked how she felt after she scored her first goal in the 12th minute.
A little relieved, I think, more than anything. I think obviously we were a bit nervous. Couldn't have played much worse at times, but got three goals, and Hope Solo was freaking huge today. And everybody stepped up, so it's big. I mean, obviously, first tournament for a lot of people. It's only my second first game, so to get out of here with a win, 3 points, is huge. On to the next.
On to the next, Megan. The next match for Megan Rapinoe and the two-time world champion U.S. women's team will be Friday, when they play Sweden in Winnipeg, Canada. And that same day, the Super Falcons of Nigeria are matched against the Matildas of Australia in Winnipeg. This seventh edition of the Women's World Cup is the first to be played on artificial turf, a controversial issue since the players say the surface makes them more susceptible to injuries. One of the most outspoken critics is veteran American star Abby Wambach.
Playing on turf affects everything, you know. It affects the way the ball rolls. It affects the way the ball bounces. It affects the way you think about whether or not going into a slide, slide tackle. Mm-hmm. Should I slide and toe poke this ball into the goal and deal with bloody knees, bloody hip bones? It's kind of a nightmare, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You gotta deal with it.
That's American soccer star Abby Wambach talking about the artificial turf being used at the Women's World Cup in Canada. The 35-year-old Wambach is one of the most decorated players in history. Abby holds the world record for international goals for both male and female players with 182. A two-time Olympic champion, Abby Wambach was named the 2012 FIFA Women's World Player of the Year.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America, VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association finals resume later Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where the Cleveland Cavaliers will host the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the Best of 7 Championship Series, which is tied at 1-1. The first two games both needed an overtime period before they were decided. The Warriors won the first game 108-100, but the Cavaliers bounced back by taking the second game 95-93. Cleveland's head coach, David Blatt, comments on the competitive nature of the series.
You know, we are playing a pretty good team. It's not going to be easy. I don't know that we'll see any easy games in this series, and I suppose it could happen, but the two teams are really battling and playing the game hard. I think playing it right.
In Game 2 of the NBA Finals, Cavaliers star LeBron James turned in another outstanding all-around performance, tallying 39 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Cavs will again be leaning on LeBron in Game 3 to lead the way, and LeBron wants the Cleveland fans to make some noise.
I'm looking forward to seeing our fans, and I can't wait to see our fans. And I've heard our fans pretty loud before. A couple instances, my first postseason appearance was really loud, and me coming home against the Knicks at the start of the season was pretty good, but I know we can be much, much louder than any fan base, you know, in this league, and I know they're getting ready, and I can't wait to see them.
Meanwhile, we'll see if Golden State star Stephen Curry has his sharp shooting eye back in Game 3. After an uncharacteristic poor shooting night in Game 2, Curry, the league's reigning most valuable player, took 23 shots from the field and made only 5, and he set a NBA Finals record by missing 13 three-point shots. In Curry's words, "I doubt that this will happen again. Shots I normally make, I knew as soon as they left my hand that they were off. That doesn't usually happen." Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now with a package of African athletic news.
South Africa's Hendrico Branches and Antonio Alcana, along with Morocco's Hicham Singweni, triumphed in lifetime bests at the José Odlozil Memorial Meet in Prague in the Czech Republic on Monday night. Branches clocked 10.06 seconds in 100 meters. Alcana won the 110-meter hurdles in 13.42 seconds, while Singweni prevailed in 3,000-meter steeplechase in 8 minutes and 21.10 seconds. All three qualify for the World Athletics Championships due in Beijing, China, in August. South African Wenda Nell and Ethiopian Buse Deriba won women's 400-meter hurdles and 3,000 meters, respectively. Kenyan Julius Yego won the javelin with a throw of 91.39 meters, the furthest throw in over 9 years at the IAAF Diamond League in Birmingham, Britain on Sunday. It's an African and Diamond League meet record. South African Wade Van Niekerk won the 300 meters in 31.63 meters, another African record. Kenya's James Magut and Thomas Longosiwa won the 1500 meters and 5000 meters respectively. Botswana's Nigel Amos and Kenyan Yuni Sum triumphed in men's and women's 800 meters as Virginia Nyambura won women's 3,000-meter steeplechase. In France, Morocco's Abdelati Igida won men's 1,500 meters in 3 minutes and 32.88 seconds, the world's quickest time in the event this year at the Tour of Marseille meet on Saturday. Morocco's Rababi Arafi and Ivory Coast's Marie-José Lou Goneri won women's 1,500 meters and 100 meters respectively, as Zambian Kabanga Mupopo was second in women's 400 meters.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Finally, in tennis, 9-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal's loss in the quarterfinals dropped him 3 places to number 10 in the latest ATP rankings. That's his lowest spot since April of 2005. Meanwhile, the French Open champion Stan Wawrinka rose from number 9 to number 4 in the rankings. Novak Djokovic maintained a healthy lead at number 1, despite losing to Wawrinka on Sunday in the final in Paris. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Hayes Wuhi.